Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the SEND Network and also at LifePoint. We're getting close to finishing our study of the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of Matthew. We've been calling this series Kingdom Citizen, and the main idea of this series is only one kingdom lasts forever. Today, we come to a passage that I think helps us a lot with understanding the connection between our hearts and our actions. How does our heart and our actions relate to one another? And initially, as Jesus starts into this teaching, it seems like he's contradicting himself. Here's what he says. So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits. But then, a couple of verses down, he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So in one sense, Jesus is saying you will know people by their actions, by their fruits, how they live their lives. If they do good, it's because it comes from a good heart. If they do bad, it's because it comes from a bad heart. But then right after this, Jesus says that those who do a bunch of good deeds do not necessarily mean that they're part of the kingdom. So which one is it, right? Do our deeds reveal our hearts, if they are good or bad? Or can we do a bunch of good deeds while our hearts are still far from God? Do you see the tension here? I mean, can we hide what's in our hearts through good behavior, or will our actions always reveal our hearts in the end? Well, it's a good question. I'm not sure I have all the answers, but I'm going to try to at least give an explanation for what I think is going on here. Generally speaking, what comes out of our lives through our actions is tied to what's in our hearts. When our hearts have been changed by Jesus, our lives reveal that. Our changed actions reveal a changed life. Someone who is far from God generally acts like it. Our lives reveal our hearts. But remember that Jesus' sermon is not just how he wants his people to live, but also how he doesn't want them to live. If you recall, early in the sermon, Jesus says that to be in his kingdom, his followers' righteousness must exceed that of the religious leaders. And the religious leaders were masters of the outward. They looked the part. They looked like they had their lives all together. But on the inside, Jesus says that they're basically caskets. They're full of dead men's bones. Jesus says, you have this appearance of life, but you're dead inside. You're prophesying, giving, praying, doing many mighty works in my name, but you couldn't be further from my kingdom. And while generally speaking, you can know what kind of life someone is living based on their actions, there are times that even those of us who know Jesus do sinful things. We are not perfect. But what Jesus is really warning against here is allowing our religious activity to mask a dead heart, to substitute real life for just outward compliance, to look good but not actually be good, to overcompensate for the dead inside of us by overactivity of religious practices, hoping that the good that we do will substitute for the bad that we are. Do you see? And Jesus says, following him is way more than outward activity. It's not just about being religious. In fact, it's not about being religious at all. It's not merely about doing good. It's about being new. See, we don't just need to be good. We need to be made new. And we can get better on our own, but only Jesus makes us new. We can be religious and not be new. We can be good and not be new. But what we need more than anything is a changed heart. Jesus doesn't want our religious efforts. He wants us. Only then can our lives bear fruit, true fruit that really lasts. He says that the overly religious but underchanged of heart, this is the message he has for them, depart from me, I never knew you. See, it's not so much about how religious we are, but who we know, or more accurately, who knows us. My brother, a few years ago, he lives outside of Memphis, Tennessee. There was a storm that came through that was really bad, and it blew down a couple of trees in his backyard. And I went over and helped him. We took a few chainsaws and cut up the trees, and it was hot, and we were sweating so bad, and our clothes were filthy. I mean, we got so sweaty and dirty to the point that we didn't even really look like ourselves. And I stopped by the grocery store on the way home, and on the way out to the parking lot, I saw a couple of people I knew, some friends of mine, and so I started waving at them. And it was a lady and her young daughter, and the look on the mom's face was one of kind of shock and almost a little bit of concern. And so she kind of saw me waving at them and then turned around to go the other way, kind of pulled her daughter close to her. And I said, "Hey guys, it's me, it's Chad." And she still didn't recognize me. She kept walking through the parking lot. And it wasn't until I got closer to her that she realized that it was actually me. And she did not recognize me because, gosh, I was just filthy from head to toe from that long day of cutting up the trees. And I feel like what Jesus is telling us here is that in eternity, when we stand before him, that there are going to be some of us who are like, "Hey, Jesus, it's me." And he's going to have that same look on his face like, "Wait, who?" Just like the friends of mine didn't recognize me, I have a feeling that even though some of us have a lot of religious activity, we don't have a relationship with Jesus. And not only we might think, "Oh, you know, I know him," but this passage shows us and asks the question of us, but does he really know us? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. We hope that you'll come back for more episodes. Lord, thank you that you know our hearts, no matter what we project. Lord, help us not to focus on religious activity, but to focus on you giving us a new heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Now take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to reveal what's really in your heart and ask him, "Lord, do you really know me?" And listen to what he says.